Hi guys, I'm so excited to be back.
Imagination time.
I've wanted to continue the podcast again for absolutely ages, and I've just been crazy busy, a working gal. I'm just doing so much at the moment. But yeah, the last episode I recorded was November 2022, so it was over a year ago, year and a half maybe even. And I was talking to Beth and Molly about business, setting up your own company. And the funny thing is, that's exactly what I've been busy doing. So I guess Beth and Molly were just great advisors. But yeah, I guess I should catch you up on what I've been up to for the last year and why I'm recording solo today. So I'm recording a solo episode today because I just wanted to restart, kind of kickstart the episodes back into action, the podcast back into action. And I was thinking if I could motivate myself to do an episode, then it will motivate me to start bringing guests on again. But yeah, so basically over the last year, what have I been up to? So when I recorded my last episode, I think I'd just started a job in a school. So I was working as an SEN one-to-one for a while. I basically worked with children with special educational needs in two different schools over that year. I felt I was quite good at it. I had lots of training. Also, having ADHD myself, it's kind of helped me understand how children struggle when they don't have neurotypical brains, because I know how I was in school. So I think that's why I liked the idea of doing it. But I kind of got roped into working with the children that nobody else wanted to deal with, basically, who were challenging. And I was fine with that. I feel I was quite good at my job, even when there was physical harm involved, and it does take its toll on your mental health. I still carried on, and I felt I was good at the job. And there were days where I really enjoyed it. Some of the children I worked with were just so lovely. But when you're faced with challenges every day and it's not the career that you even wanted to go into, it kind of just gets a bit draining, takes its toll on your mental health. So I ended up leaving those jobs and kind of had this crazy idea to just not get another job, which sounds so like entitled and crazy, but trust me, I've been working since I was 16 non-stop. I've had multiple jobs at a time before, and I still do now. I basically just decided that I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of start, like, stop dreaming and start doing, if that makes sense. So I decided not to get another job. I was lucky enough that I had just moved out of my flat and moved in with my mum temporarily, who looked after me very well, made me lots of lovely meals and did lots for me, and didn't charge me rent because I was moving back out again and a few months later. But being there just really gave me the opportunity to not have to worry too much about income for a while. So, by the way, when I say I didn't have a job, I was still doing jobs, if that makes sense. Like, I was still doing, like, babysitting. I had, like, an after-school club that I worked at, stuff like that. So I still did little jobs here and there. I just didn't have like a full-time 9-to-5. So I kind of grew my singing lesson business, which I had started in October. Sorry, I can't remember if I've already said that. ADHD brain. But I kind of wanted the word to get round and to grow it. So kindly, my oldest student, her mum, kind of spread the word and I started to get more students. And then I started a couple of social media channels. So if you want to follow, it's called Imagination Time Studio. Kind of similar to this podcast, but it's not spelt with the Imogen in the name like it is here, because I just thought that would be too confusing if people wanted to Google me and find my pages, and it might just get too confusing. Yeah, it's just spelt in the normal way, Imagination Time Studio, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So feel free to go give me some love over there. But yeah, I think that kind of worked because word started spreading. I got more people asking if they could have lessons. I don't know why I said that like a robot, sorry. More people asking. I started doing singing, vocal coaching and acting coaching. And by this point, I had started doing professional acting, and I was with an agency. So I was doing like SA work, which is supporting artist work. So it's like extras, body doubles, stunt doubles, basically smaller parts in the on screen. And I was really enjoying that. And it kind of just all got bigger and better. I just worked super hard. So I was filling up my schedule with loads of singing students and acting students. I also got myself a couple of jobs at different theatre companies. And then, yeah, the professional acting just got better. Yeah, just basically took off. So my life's pretty damn cool, to be honest with you. And this is my advice to everyone, is to just fuck life and follow your dreams, honestly. Because for over a year, I was unhappy with my jobs and what I was doing. And I just kept thinking, oh, yeah, but, like, I can't get anything else. I don't know how to. That's the number one barrier, obstacle, I think a lot of people have, is, oh, I don't know how. Just try. Just start something. Do research. Ask around. See what people can do. Get people to share your business ideas. And what's the absolute worst thing that can happen? Your business will flop. You won't get, like, clients. Okay? Then you start again. Or you keep trying. Or you just get another job. Like, that's the worst case scenario. And I kept telling myself, oh, I can't make social media accounts because people will make fun of me. Like, that was a genuine fear of mine. Now, I love it. And so many people who I thought would, like, make fun of me, follow the pages and have said nice stuff to me. Like, a really lovely girl who I used to go to guides with when I was younger, she messaged me on TikTok after finding one of my videos and said, like, that she thought it was beautiful and, like, such a lovely thing to do, and just thought it was really cool that I was doing it. So, like, don't care about what people think. And do you know what? There probably are little dickheads out there looking at my content and being like, that's so cringe. Do you know what? Fuck them. I honestly don't care. Excuse the language. But honestly, I think that's kind of what you need in life, just to be like, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to do it. I just feel like I spent so much of my life just caring so much about what other people think. And, like, don't get me wrong, I do still care about others' opinions. I wish I didn't, to be honest. But you have to care a little bit to kind of motivate yourself to do good things. Because I do consistently think about other people's opinions, but that kind of drives me to do more with my life and try and become successful. I'm not saying I do it for other people, but, you know, it kind of just helps knowing that, like, people are going to be proud of what you've done, or they might be super jealous of what you've done, and in that case, good for you. Like, I know a couple of people from my old secondary school have become really famous now. Well, I didn't say really famous, like, they're just doing, like, big things, and so many people are quick to be like, oh, like, this person isn't even good, that person can't even do this, that person can't even sing, that person can't even act, and stuff like that. And, like, don't get me wrong, I've been victim to a bit of jealousy, and there are some people who I don't 100% enjoy their content, but I think this, like, big jealousy thing, that people want to be the most successful, and they can't just be proud of what they do, and they have to knock down everybody else in order to feel like they've done something and the other person hasn't, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so yeah, I've been doing lots of things like that. I now have about 36 or 37 students who I coach in my business. I've got not, like, a huge following, but it's slowly getting there. My TikToks are getting quite a lot of views compared to before, because I think on my first video it originally got, like, 1,000 views, and now they're getting up to 4,000 each video, roughly 3,000 or 4,000. I need to, like, post more consistently, really. But anyway, this isn't all about success and in social media and stuff like that. I've also been doing lots of screen work, and so my favourite thing that I've done of all time on screen, but also this year, or last year even, end of last year, was that I was in Call the Midwife. It was literally so cool. I don't even care if you think I'm bragging or if you think that it's cringe. Do you know what? I just think it's really cool. And at the end of the day, I've worked hard in the area of a drama, acting, performance my whole life. I did 12 years of, like, amateur musical theatre. I did about 13, 14 years of dance. I did GCSE drama, A-level acting. I did so many like extracurricular activities. I directed my own shows. I did like charity concerts and stuff. I did so much stuff. And then auditioned for drama schools, got into drama school, worked hard for 3 years at drama school. And yeah, obviously graduated a couple of years ago. So to be honest, I don't think it's luck. When people are like, oh my God, you're so lucky you've done all that, I'm like, no, I'm not lucky. I've just worked fucking hard for it, to be honest. But yeah, so Call the Midwife was sick. I worked with a couple of famous people, like Linda Bassett. That was really, really cool. I just played a factory worker, so it wasn't a big role, but it was still really cool to be on set. It was also on Halloween, so everyone was kind of a bit festive. We had, like, all the food on set. It was really cool. It was, like, Halloween-themed stuff. So there was, like, mummy meatballs or something like that. Scary sausages or something weird. I can't remember now, but anyway, it was just a really good experience. So really enjoyed that, and that came out just recently. So if you want to watch it, I think it's episode 7, series 13. It's the Kingsley Toy Factory scene. But yeah, that was really fun. And I've done, the most recent job I did was, and all I had to do was pretend to be a posh, like a high diner, and drink smoothies. So, you know, it's fine. Actually, I don't know if I meant to say that. Maybe I'll cut that out. So yeah, this is just going to sound like a podcast of me just bragging about myself now, but you know what, you should be proud of your achievements, so just please don't think I'm really full of myself, because I would hate that. But again, like I say, you should try not to care about what other people think, because it's your life. But you know, we all can't help how we feel, how we think. I'm working every day on like caring less and less about people's opinions. But anyways, yeah, so what else? Yeah, the other job that I've been doing is working at theatre companies. So I work for a place called Debutots, which is like drama workshops for young performers, like really, really young children. I work with children who are like babies, like actual babies, they're so cute. And I work with toddlers as well, who are sort of between the ages of like 2 and 4. One of my other jobs is theatre train, which is really cool. It's basically, it's like drama, singing and dance. And I teach the younger group there. Where else do I work? CPYT is a charity I volunteer for. I've worked there, or been part of it, for 12 years. Currently in a show with them. Yeah, at the moment I'm playing Extraordinary Girl in American Idiot the Musical. So book your tickets, come and watch. It's in a couple of weeks. Well, I don't know when this episode's going to come out, to be honest, because again, it'll probably take me ages to find the motivation to edit it. But that is the 24th to the 27th of April. It'll be really good. Come and watch. And where else do I work? I've literally lost track of my jobs. Yeah, I work at the Performing Arts Academy as well, which I also do workshops, like drama workshops and dance and singing and stuff. So yeah, basically everything I do is what I wanted to do as a child, really, which is to teach, direct and act, and I'm doing all of them, which is really cool. I was gonna say enough about me, but I mean, I'm the only person talking, so I can't really be like, how are you guys, what have you been up to? But yeah, so that's all there really is to talk about for now. I hope you guys have enjoyed the comeback, and I will be bringing a guest on very soon, hopefully. But yeah, I just thought I'd stick to a short episode today. I hope you enjoyed listening to what I've been up to. And it wasn't just me rambling. Well, I know it was, because all I do is ramble. And that is just who I am. I am going to shut up now. So I hope you guys have a lovely day or evening or morning or whenever you're listening to this. And don't forget to be kind to yourself and stop caring about other people's opinions. Bye! Love you guys!
Imagination Time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Imagination Time. Please feel free to rate my podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. Don't forget, you can now subscribe to Imagination Time for only 99p a month, which will give you exclusive access to locked episodes.